I mean, it's always huge, you know, to keep the offense going and the defense going, the special teams. I think we played well, you know, overall, you know, in all three phases of the game today. So we definitely need a great week of practice. And I think that's a product, you know, our play is a product of the way we practiced the past couple of weeks. And, you know, it's going to be a huge one for us on Sunday.
Welcome back to Game Plan. Torrey Smith, what a game for him. Two touchdown receptions for Smith. And let's talk some offense. It's offensive game plan with Cam Cameron. And Torrey said it right. It all starts with a good week of practice. And it really, preparation went into that game on Sunday against the Raiders.
Yeah, you're right. You know, when we got at the halfway point, we isolated some things we felt like we needed to do better. And we just said, let's just focus on getting those things done in practice. And our guys have bought in. We got, like we've always said, you know, Brett, we got great leadership on offense. And Torrey's one of the great young leaders on our offense. And really, we played in this game exactly the way we practiced all week. And that's what we're trying to get done.
This game, very balanced attack. You talk about 33 throws, 28 runs, and the way it sort of just you wore down that Raiders defense with it.
Well, it's, you know, you want to help your pass protection by running the football a little bit. We weren't as successful as we'd like to be, but the bottom line is when they're starting to defend the run, you can throw it over their head, and I thought we got to continue to do that. We got to complement our running game with our play-action game, and Joe's doing an outstanding job with his ball handling. Ray's doing a great job with his deceptive, and the offensive line's doing a good job. So everything's kind of fitting together, but we still got some areas we can improve in.
And Joe certainly had big numbers, the 341 yards and three touchdowns.
In three quarters,
that's right, because he got to watch the last right. quarter from the sidelines. But he threw to eight different receivers. How important is it when he spreads the ball around?
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about this all year long. Yeah. We're at our best when everybody's involved. Right. We're not a one-man show or a two-man show. It's when everybody gets their number called, it's great for just our offensive chemistry. It helps if guys go down, if you have some injuries. You know, now if you have to rely on somebody else, it's not like all of a sudden they haven't been involved. So we're at our best when everybody's involved and everybody's making plays.
And also just the way you guys were able to answer offensively a couple times there when the Raiders got the ball into the end zone. The one at the end of the first half, the Raiders go down and score. They have a pretty long drive that they put together. And get that touchdown right around the 2-minute warning, I think. And but you guys come back and answer 7 plays, 80 yards, and a 139. And how big going into the break, the momentum that you carry now into the break, but just that drive, and let's kind of talk about that.
Well, one thing that's important to us is when the other team decides to receive, one thing you know, you get the ball the second half, but what you want to try to do is steal a drive at the end of the first half, and usually it's a 2-minute drive. So we probably have as much or more than 2-minute, first half 2-minute reps as anybody in the league. And when you can come down and answer, you know, they got a score, but hey, now it's our opportunity. We got a job to do. And our guys executed about as good a 2-minute drive there as we have in a while.
Let's break down the touchdown play to Ray Rice. It's late in the half, and you go to a running play. Wow. You know, and I think maybe a lot of people are thinking pass. You're in that 2-minute offense. You said you had one timeout left, which was huge, yeah. But did you catch him off guard a little?
Well, to start the drive, we had 3 timeouts left, so we got a couple big plays, got past midfield. Our plan was then take a timeout. All right, then we get another big play. Get another timeout. So now you keep one. The great thing about keeping one timeout, which John did, which really helps, is it gives you an opportunity to run the football, sneak a run in there. Because if it doesn't work, boom, you call a timeout. Still got a couple more downs to throw. So we got a nice look. Joe did a great job making sure we got into the right play. You'll see we run a little trap play. Marciano, we trap. Everybody gets their guy sealed. And he was virtually untouched. I guess somebody bumps him right at the end. But great job by Joe getting us into the right play and great execution by our guys up front.
That's an alley. When you look at that, with the blocking that you have up there, 2 guys on one side, 2 on the other, and it just kind of parts.
That's what you want a trap to look like. You know, we're kind of letting them run upfield so we can trap them, and you'd like to think there's a pretty good size hole in there.
The way that you guys used the tight ends in this game, and I know Ed Dixon talked about it after the game, he said, we felt like we were called out a little bit. We haven't been playing to our ability, and they really stepped up. I think 127 total receiving yards, a touchdown by Pitta, great catch by Dixon.
Right. And we all know how it goes. I mean, you know, getting everybody involved is the ideal scenario, right. But it's not as easy as everybody thinks it is. But this is one of those games where they started clouding the outside. They were going to take Torrey away in some looks, you know, doubling Q, which singled up those guys inside. And it should kind of work in cycles a little bit throughout the course of the season. When somebody gets hot, they start taking them away. Somebody else opens up somebody else. This was one of those games where they really were doubling everybody. But Ed and Dennis, Joe found the single matchup. And I'm sure that'll, you know, now this they're back on the radar. People start doubling them again. That opens everybody else, and Joe's doing a great job of finding the guys that are singled.
Cam, of course, it is Steelers week, and it's usually one of the more exciting weeks around the facility. And going into this game, it means so much. As you prepare for this game, boy, the Steelers could be with or without Troy Polamalu. And how does that change, I guess, the way you're going to go into a game?
Well, you always plan that he's going to play, right? And then you kind of know what to do if he doesn't play, because he's one of the great players, great defensive players probably of all time, and a guy that obviously has impacted our games significantly over the years. So we'll expect him to play. They've got Harrison and Woodley back. You know, they really, you know, the number one defense in the National Football League right now, playing extremely well. So another great challenge for us, you know, at Pittsburgh. You know, our guys kind of relish that, and division game, obviously a lot at stake in this game. Obviously it's only one of seven remaining, but at the same time, it's a big one.
Of course, Joe, last year you guys sweep him, and Joe, it seems like his confidence has really built against the Steelers. He's had some big moments against them, big wins. I think his last three games, 5 touchdowns, no picks. His confidence is really probably something that helps that offense shine against a tough defense like
Pittsburgh. Yeah, this division, you know, has its challenges for all quarterbacks. Right. But, you know, as you mentioned, you know, all those games kind of speak for themselves, but those are then, now is now. It's a new year, kind of a new offense. We got some new faces. They've got some new faces. The challenge is the same. But this game has added significance. And I know Joe loves big games and plays pretty darn well.
All right, Cam, always great to catch up with you.
Brent,
all right, let's talk some defense coming up on the other side of the break. It's D with Dean Pease, defensive coordinator, right here on Game Plan, coming up after the break.